and welcome. It's our number one, of our radio program. And this hour, we take a look at the wild side of the NFL. Is there a brewing civil war between players that have been vaccinated and players that haven't been vaccinated? The NFL threatening to forfeit games, take paychecks away from the unvaccinated players. And they have been given tremendous blowback. Are we surprised by that blowback? That and much more coming up here. And also, don't forget the podcast, the Fifth Hour podcast, in its entirety. And a guy that has known me since I was 19 years old, a veteran of the radio wars. If you love old stories about radio and hanging out with celebrities, behind-the-scenes stuff, Ted Sobel is going to dazzle you on the Fifth Hour with Ben Maller. That'll be available. Might be available right now, depending on when you download this podcast. So look for that. But right now, it's our number one. In the middle of the frying pan, welcome in the beginning of another edition of the Ben Maller Show. We are together in the air everywhere as we give away the store, coast to coast, border to border, and beyond on the vast and mighty powerful microphones of FSR emanating live from the flight deck as we soar on the red eye all night long, hanging out here at the Fox Sports Radio studio. So our lead this hour comes from a head-spinning day in the NFL. We're going to save my baseball ranting and raving for later. We're being covered up in some markets right now because of post-game programming games that ended on the West Coast, one in particular that we're going to talk about. So we'll save that for later, but for the live audience. So our lead this hour is from football, and training camp continuing to open up more and more every day. More teams report to work. I know you're excited about that, unless you're not. But bombshell news dropped randomly, just in the last 24 hours. The NFL overlords casually sent out a memo that has started a wildfire. It's out of control what's going on. Now, I don't know if you saw this or not. If you've been paying attention, maybe you've been out of the loop here. So I'll give you the Cliff Notes version. Roger Goodell, in this memo, said that the league does not intend to add another week to accommodate games that need to be rescheduled because of possible COVID outbreaks in 2021. Okay, fine. That's not that big. Well, then he dropped the neutron bomb. The commission of the NFL informed the 32 members of the cartel of the NFL that COVID outbreaks among the unvaccinated players could result in the forfeiture of games. And that wasn't even the most shocking thing that the commissioner said in this memo. He said, and a loss of pay for both teams if the games are canceled, meaning the players that are not vaccinated. Now, the pushback was immediate. It was large. It was a tidal wave that came back, the counterpunch to the NFL. We anticipate the NFL did not expect this. So DeAndre Hopkins of the Cardinals, he became unhinged immediately on social media. Shortly after seeing the report, Hopkins pushed back against the NFL meddling around with his business and said the new policy makes him question his future in the NFL. He deleted that after a few minutes, but he did say, I never thought I would say this, Hopkins of the Cardinals now, but being put in a position to hurt my team because I don't want to partake in the vaccine is making me question my future in the NFL, close quote. So we mentioned Hopkins made that disappear. Of course, you can't delete anything on the internet. It's there forever. And he sent out a second tweet later on that said, freedom. And he was not alone. Hopkins is the face of this story, but he was not alone at all. There were several high-profile players of varying degrees that backed up DeAndre Hopkins. And then you had the other side that were punching the guys that said they didn't want to get the vaccine. Now, keep in mind, Hopkins is a monster on the field. You know that. You're a football fan. He's on track for the Hall of Fame, and in the prime of his career, more of a fantasy guy for my taste, but he's a very productive player, DeAndre Hopkins. So let us discuss. Now, we are bound. I'm predicting right now that we are bound to offend literally everyone listening. You listening and you in the back will all be offended by what my thoughts on this, but let's discuss. So the question, are you surprised by the level, the volume of blowback the NFL received from players we've heard of, not guys we've never heard of. These are players, a lot of them we've heard of. So I'm shaking my head no. I'm not surprised by the tidal wave of blowback. I've got Don King, Crazy Ivan, and Bug-Eyed. And we will tie all of these things together. Now, A, listen, DeAndre Hopkins made his choice. You know, and good for him. The slogan, his body, his choice, right? That's what we like to hear all the time. So he's got to deal with the shrapnel, though. When you go public with this, you then have to deal with the shrapnel flying in your direction. So hopefully Hopkins has body armor on. But this is how it goes. You speak against the orthodoxy, and you get blowback. Now, that said, nobody should strong-arm any of these players to take some. If they don't want to take the vaccine, they shouldn't have to take the vaccine. The NFL will live long and prosper, whether Hopkins or these other guys retire. They're not going to retire. They have a lot of money on the line. But that's not really the point. We get these people going around as bullies on social media who are attempting to shame others into getting the vaccine. And that rubs me the wrong way. To me, it's a terrible strategy if that's your goal to get people to take the vaccine. I'm going to tell you why. You cannot win an argument. You cannot win an argument this way and change people's minds. If that's your goal, if your goal is to change people's minds, and if you're hell-bent, everyone's got to get the vaccine, if that's your goal, this is not the way to go about it. Take a couple steps back. Have you studied human nature? You can't force people to change their minds. It never works. There's a great quote. I remember I read it in that Dale Carnegie book, How to Win Friends and Influence People. And he wrote in there, and it's not his quote. He got it from somebody else. But a man convinced against his will is of the same opinion still. That's got a little rhyme to it, will and still. But it's true, right? If you're convinced against your will to do something, you're not going to change your opinion on that. There's a few NFL players who are speaking up with reluctance of the vaccine, and they are getting the Don King treatment. One of my favorite Don King rants when he was the big boxing promoter in the Stone Age, as he talked about what it's like to be in the spotlight. You're scrutinized, despised, politicized, dramatized, chastised, analyzed, moralized, stigmatized, sensationalized, and criticized. And that's pretty much what's going on. And when it comes to these decisions, right, we go by the live and let live mantra. You don't have to follow the herd all the time if you're not comfortable with that. Now, the real blame on this is actually old United States government business. You know, back in the day, and if you've studied this at all, one of the reasons many people are skeptical of vaccines is the Tuskegee experiment, which went on for 40 years. Black guys who were mostly poor, rural Alabama, sharecroppers, participated in this study. They were told by the government that they were receiving free health care and they were going to be taken care of, and instead they were given syphilis. And they were not treated for it. You give them placebos and things like that. And this went on for 40 years. It ended less than 50 years ago. And the after effects are still reverberating around. They absolutely are. And if you think otherwise, you're clueless. And you say, well, it shouldn't be like that. Well, it is. It is like that. Now, part B of this. So these vaccines, they've taken on, the conversation has taken on a life of its own. We are looking at a civil war, which the NFL is in the middle of here on this in terms of the NFL's position. There is some bait and switch. The NFL had said, much like the government has said, that this is a voluntary. They want you to take the vaccine, but it's voluntary. And you're not being forced to get any kind of shot or anything like that. But the new NFL policy certainly appears to be a Crazy Ivan situation, a radical change, essentially mandating the vaccine without actually doing it, pressuring, influencing. It's semantics, but it's the end game is the same. And so I actually relate this. Now, I'm not anti-vaccine at all. In fact, I think you should make your own decision. Everyone's got to make their own decision. Only recently did I take the plunge, and I got the vaccine recently. But my wife had suggested it and tried to influence me to get the vaccine. I said, nah, I want to wait a little bit, see what's going on. I was reluctant. I waited. So I did my due diligence as much as I could. And we will not know for some time if there's any long-term effects at all. There might be none. Might be completely fine. But we won't know that for a long time. But if you have the vaccine, you're not immune. And you can still catch COVID and all that. But supposedly the results, you will not have as bad an illness if you have it. So what I did in my situation, I'll just speak for myself here, I used my brother, which is what all people, if you have a sibling, this is a great move. If you're a little reluctant to take the vaccine. So what I did is my brother in Wisconsin, he was the guinea pig. So he got the vaccine, and he didn't have any side effects or anything like that. So I figured, well, we come from the same DNA. I think we're good. And so I weighed the pros and cons and all that, and I did it. But it's really your individual move on the chessboard. Just because I did it doesn't mean you have to do it. And nobody here where I work threatened and said, you know, we're going to cut your salary if you miss shows because you have COVID, and we're not going to reschedule. And I mean, none of that happened. And as I stated, even though I chose to get the vaccine, it was my choice. I've got, no problem with people who choose not to get it. It's their decision. They don't want to do it. That's them. They have to live with the consequences of that decision, if there are any, and that's on them. Now, the last word here, just a few random thoughts. So is this even allowable, what the NFL is attempting to do? Now, a lot of people just blindly say yes. And I understand. Listen, I'm the first person I've said this many times over the years that, you know, you freedom of speech and all that stops at the workplace, right? You don't have the same freedoms at the workplace. It's against the government, freedoms of speech and whatnot. So private businesses, are they allowed to tell you what to do medically? Is that allowed? Is this a union issue? Did the union sign off on this? And that'll all be sorted out. But I can promise you that there are a bunch of lawyers that have their ears up and they're getting bug-eyed when they look at how much money could be on the line here with lawsuits. Do the players have a case? Does it matter if they have a case or not against, would they sue the NFL or their own union? Remember, you can sue almost anyone for anything, just about. The real question is not with whether or not you can sue. It's whether you actually have a viable case and you have a chance to win that case. That's always the question. But let's play this out. All right, just bear with me here. And I was talking to a buddy of mine I used to work with in radio. We were talking about this. So let's say you're the Chiefs. You're an unvaccinated player on the Chiefs. And there's a game scheduled for the with the Raiders, for example, next week, whatever. Someone on John Gruden's team gets COVID. And there's an outbreak, and that player's unvaccinated, and so the game ends up having to be canceled. They don't have enough players to take the field. There's no makeup. Game's done. So the NFL takes away your game check, but not your teammate who is vaccinated. That's the way this read, that the unvaccinated guy's going to have the teammate or the money taken away. So how is the player on the Chiefs, they didn't have any kind of COVID outbreak, even though the player's unvaccinated, how are they responsible in any way? And how are you allowed legally to take a salary away from that particular player when they did nothing other than show up and do their job and didn't have anything happen? Now, again, this is all from what I read here. I'm trying to decipher it. I've got my decoder ring out. But the policy appears to state that there is no forfeiture or penalty if a vaccinated player comes back positive. And again, you can still, with the vaccine, you can still test positive. A few people have. It's not common, supposedly. I don't know. Maybe it is common. But if they start the spread, and that's the other thing here. Like, if you're vaccinated, that doesn't mean you can't spread it around. So the NFL has, what they've done is set up a civil war type situation where in the locker room, it's toxic. You're going to have on one side the people that aren't comfortable with the vaccine, and the other side, the people that are like, what the hell? We should be vaccinated. And it's going to pit players versus players on their own team. That's the setup here. So will this continue? And is the NFL serious about this? I mean, it's one thing to say, hey, we're going to forfeit a bunch of games, but what if we end up in a situation where they say, these are very important games and television wants these games made up? Is the NFL people going to say, well, we've decided to revisit. Let's circle back to that. We've changed our mind. Well, keep an eye on it. We'll see what happens coming up. But that's where we are. All right. It is the Ben Maller Show. If you would like to be part, we'll take your phone calls here at 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. You can be part of the radio show. Also on Twitter, at Ben Maller. I understand we will have a phone call at some point from our friend Andrea in the Bay Area there, because there's a full moon. The dogs are howling. Next level. Next level trolling. Next level trolling. We'll get to that, and we will do it next.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Listen up, Maller Militia. The Ben Maller Show is the show of the people, by the people, for the people. Join the movement and follow your host on Twitter. He's at Ben Maller. And you can tweet at and follow me, Eddie Garcia, your humble sidekick, the voice of reason. I'm at Eddie on Fox.
It's so big, I don't think you could really kind of get your mouth around it. I mean, it's, you know what I'm saying?
And now live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
A tremendous story about trolling, which when I saw this, I was laughing my ass off. We'll get to that. We began the overnight here ranting about the NFL. What a day it was. Wild, back and forth, player versus player, a civil war among players in the NFL over the NFL policy to forfeit and dock salary of unvaccinated players. We'll see if they actually go forward with that. Sharon writes in, says NFL policy is all about intimidation. Well, obviously. And says, as in many cities and states, it is wrong. It is doublespeak. There you go. Says, it's your choice, but not really. They're playing the guilt card. Well, they're obviously doing that. Double O Mexican in San Diego says, A-minus monologue, man. How is the NFL just making rules without consenting with the union? And like you said, how can you lose a game check if you do nothing wrong? Just another case of the NFL not giving a damn and doing whatever they want. The burner account writes in from Parts Unknown, says, scary situation, Benjamin. I definitely agree with you on your monologue. And as far as the vaccine, I worry about the long-term effects. I don't want to wake up with a third arm growing there, or even worse, waking up acting like Blind Scott. Yeah, I think you'll be okay in that. I think you're okay, but I'm not a doctor. I can play one on the radio. Robbie the Mariner fan, future legal beagle Robbie the Mariner fan, says, I'm pretty sure the players would not win the case if they were to sue the NFL. But I'm praying a player does lawyer up. Who doesn't love a good litigation situation? Yeah, I'm right there with you. I'm right there with you. That would be outstanding. I love a good lawsuit. I'm a sucker for a lawsuit. Just Josh in Cincinnati says, peer pressure is a hell of a drug. Ryan writes and says, I did get vaccinated. I'm sick and tired of wearing a stupid mask. For those who refuse to get vaccinated, would they prefer to wear a mask for another two or three straight years? Well, I don't know. I got vaccinated. I still have to wear a mask to these dopes in Los Angeles, these idiots that are running that city, morons. But that's a different conversation for another time. Let's go to the phones. And I think it's this guy's birthday. We don't do birthday shout-outs, though, but I told him if he called up, he'd get a golden ticket. Let's go to the Twin Cities, one of our favorites, Hollerin' James in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
I got to ask you a quick question, Ben. Why are these idiots, stupid idiots, I'm not calling you one, but why are all these other stupid idiots not wearing masks, not getting vaccinated, not doing what they're supposed to do to keep other people alive? This is about others, not just about us.
Well, James, the mask mandates are over for most of the country.
So yeah, but Minnesota, certain areas like Edina, Plymouth, Apple Valley, those certain areas.
Well, how often are you going out, James? How often are you going out about town, James? How often are you going out and around?
I'm out just about every day out of the group home. It gets
really
so nervous. Man, it gets crazy around here, bro. Too many personality conflicts. Too many stereotypes, issues over food.
Now, I remember you racist. a couple years ago, you were living in a house with a bunch of, you said they were gangsters from Chicago. Remember you told us that story a couple years ago?
Yeah, bro. It's the same thing here. These ones are from Atlanta, New York, Chicago, Detroit.
Yeah.
Same thing all over again, bro. We now, got five.
All right,
people.
Bro. I got you, bro. Yeah.
Bro, people talk. Four Afro-American people to the house.
Bro, you know? I'm risking my life.
Your word of the day is bro. Every time Hollering James says bro, let's all take a drink.
Nah, we can't take a drink. It's beer drinking Brian. You got the wrong guy.
Bro, oh, I'm sorry. I confused you with beer drinking Brian. Bro, so it's your birthday, bro. So how old are you, bro?
57, 1964, 1:08 a.m.
108, you have the exact time of your birth. How exciting is that? Unbelievable.
My birth certificate, my original copy that they had at the downtown courthouse, the old courthouse, not the new courthouse.
Not the new one. You're old school. You're old school, hollering James. You're not into that new highfalutin courthouse. You go back to the grizzled, rusted-out courthouse. That's where you're from.
I'm from the old rusted-out courthouse where the stepbrother, who was in the city civil rights under Mayor Don Frazier and Emma Hickson, and Harold Terrell was his supervisor.
All right, James, I'm going to move on, all right? It's not you, but I got to get other people on.
Sing me happy birthday, Ben.
Do we have the full birthday package here? Do we have Flexus? There you go.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
Yes, that's Tammy. Yep.
Wow, Tammy, Valentine, I love you.
Yeah, she sounds a little different, but that's Tammy. She had a tough night last night, but that's her voice right there, her beautiful voice, Tammy. Play it again. Play Tammy in Montana again. Play it again. Play it again. Oh, this is great. It's Tammy's birthday.
Happy birthday
song.
Yeah. To you.
Oh.
Happy birthday
James. This is it, James. Your dreams are coming true.
Pulling my chain.
No, I'm not pulling your chain. I'm not touching your chain. Not at all. Anyway, all right. Thank you, Holler and James. Bye-bye. You got a golden ticket, though, so congratulations. All right. I love Holler and James. Good sport. We've had some great moments with Holler and James over the years. The greatest of all time, though, was when he became Holler and James by getting kicked out of the home he was living in because he loved the show so much he would scream every time he got on. Man. Mr. Luciano says, A-plus monologue on a different note, great series between the Giants and Dodgers. Yeah, it was a wonderful series. If I'm a Giant fan, I want to do it again next week. Why not? I mean, unbelievable. Insane. Just Josh says, if you could ask Collar and James one question, when they tell him to jump, does he ask how high? He does count sheep at night there. All right, let's keep it going on the phones here. Let's say hello to, let's see, eeny, meeny, miny, mo. Let's check in with Dominican Mike. I think he's in Arizona. Hello, Dominican Mike. He's bi-coastal or bi-time zone.
Hey, what's up? I'm in Phoenix right now, but I'll be in Tampa in 2 weeks, okay? In 2 weeks.
You should have been. Buccaneers got their little trinkets, their little rings there yesterday. You should have been there yesterday.
I should have done, but you know, I missed it. Anyways, Ben, I'll tell you one thing about the vaccine, man. I'm not anti-vax, okay? At all.
Yeah.
If you want to get a vaccine, go for it. But name me one athlete, one pro athlete that got sick. And I'm saying this because myself, I'm not vaccinated.
Well, there are some. There have been some that have had reactions.
Who?
I don't know. What's that?
Exactly.
Well, I read it on the internet. I can look it up if you want. Hold on a second.
But go for it. There were 19 Marlins, 12 Cardinals. They got the COVID last year. And I'm saying because, once again, you want to get a vaccine, good for you. But me, myself, I'm in my mid-latest 30s.
Yeah.
I'm in great shape, like a pro athlete. So I'm not going to get vaccinated, and I already got COVID. So why force people that nothing's going to happen?
No, listen, I agree with you. I got the vaccine, but I'm not telling you to do. You do whatever you want. It's your life, man. You do what you want. I'm not here to tell
you
what to do.
So when they're saying, like, DeAndre Hopkins, it's like, look, he's going to be fine. However, if you tell me the vaccine will stop you from spreading it, maybe I'll consider it. But it's not stopping from spreading it or catching it. So why? Do you
well, that is. I mean, that was, and that was something that was said that was false. That, you know, and they were saying all kinds of things when the vaccine first came out, and it's been proven some of that stuff is bullcrap. So, but
yeah, so that's my point. When people are trying to shame me on that, it's like, why? You know what I'm saying? I'm in my point myself. Like, I'm in the best. I'm in shape as a pro athlete. So
well, now you're just bragging. Now you're just bragging about how what shape you're in. I mean, you got like a
calmate, calmate.
Like an Adonis, okay?
Totally. Yeah. You're a Greek god. You're chiseled out of stone. That's right.
It's a Dominican PDs, Papa.
I hear you. Well, that's right. There you go.
Night,
all right, buddy.
Have a good night.
There's a great Dominican Mike.
Yeah, I'm going to Arizona 2 weeks, so I guess I'm not going to see him.
You're not going to see Dominican Mike? He said, he's not vaccinated, but
he won't be there. He'll be in a
Tampa. Oh, that's right. Oh, man, you were going to hang out with. It's hard to imagine Dominican Mike wouldn't stay to watch some Diamondback games.
Yeah, right? Why wouldn't you?
It's a hot ticket. Hot ticket indeed.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Unfortunately, we have a sad story to report from the world of football. If you follow football for a while, you probably know the name Greg Knapp. Unfortunately, he passed away on Thursday from, complications or the result of him being...
Well, no, it was not complicated. He got hit on his bike by a car.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say.
There's no complications. He died because he got hit by a car.
He never woke up after. He got hit by a car while riding his bike, and he died as a result of the injuries he suffered.
He died. That's pretty much when he died.
God. All right.
I just want to point that out. When you're on your bike and get hit by a car, Mark Eaton died that way. Did he get hit by a car too?
Yeah.
Wow. Anyway.
Today's lame jokes, right?
Oh no.
Yeah.
No,
wait.
There's got to be a certain
Coop
amount
just
of
made
period.
A joke off the air. Yeah. Too soon, probably.
Well, Coop's going to hell. But Greg Knapp coached for the Atlanta Falcons a couple times, coached with the Raiders a couple times, Seahawks, Texans, and was
I just heard the joke, Eddie. It's tremendously offensive.
Was with
it's
the Broncos.
Tremendously offensive joke.
Please be quiet. Turn your mic off again. Was with the Broncos when they won the Super Bowl. So. I'm not going to join my fellow coworkers here in being an a-hole. Rest in peace, Greg Knapp.
No, it's terrible. He
just
guy.
Got hired by the New York Jets to be their
relatively young guy.
Passing game coordinator. 58 years old, yeah. No jokes. No jokes about
Greg Knapp. I'm not. I mean, it's terrible. And I had neighbors. I've told the story, I think, when I asked Ben, that my next-door neighbors I was growing up, friends with, they came over to the house all the time. They were walking, and they got hit by a car. So, and they both, same time. That's it. You never know when your last day or last second will be. On that positive note, all right, it is the Ben Maller Show. The Ben Maller Show, as we press on. I got to loosen up the seriousness that is going on right now because this story, boy, did I laugh. So right now, all over the interweb, in the archives of major, major publications, in American media and global media, we're talking about the Washington Post, the Huffington Post, New York Magazine, Teen Vogue, all these big publications are currently featuring hardcore pornography on their websites. Now, why is that?
Yeah.
Did you see this story? This is an amazing, I feel like this has happened before, but this is the latest example. So there was a competitor of YouTube that I'm not really familiar with, but it went out of business a few years ago. But a lot of websites, they're pretty lazy and they just link to videos and they don't really write anything anymore. They just it's just all clicking on video links and stuff and putting in your stories to fill it out. So this defunct video hosting site was purchased by a porn website and they changed all the videos that were embedded in these newspapers and magazines websites with hardcore pornography. And so the hosting domain takeover, and so all these big websites are now having to go back and scramble to delete the video that is all of a sudden popped up on their site because it's craziness.
It's
screenshots.
Porn, I'm telling you.
Yeah, apparently, I mean, it's all sports sites. I'm looking here. There's a story about Dwayne Wade, and then there's a link in the story to the porn. You can, if you want to watch that, and then
that escalated quickly.
It's a story about Donald Trump on one of the news websites. Porn right there. There you go. Teen Vogue's got it. You can go down the list. Rolling Stone. It's out of control. Man, oh man. That is the danger, right? That's the danger. That's the argument. Like, Twitter will not allow you to edit a tweet, right? That's their big thing, and they, a lot of people upset. It is a pain in the ass because you can't edit something. I'm not a big fan of Twitter anyway. But one of the arguments for that is conceivably if people embed tweets and put these in, you know, different websites, you could go back and edit them and change the wording and put photos in there that don't necessarily need to be in there. But that is tremendous. That is absolutely tremendous. All right, let's go to the phones. And let's say hello to Charlie in San Antonio. Hello, Charlie.
Homosexual. Hey, Ben. Happy Friday to you and the crew. I was calling in, you know, because all day today I've seen the reaction in the NFL, and it's just so annoying. You know, and first of all, this is the best example of why the NFL has, like, the worst union out of all the sports leagues. How they even came to agree to something like this is insane. But, you know, I haven't gotten vaccinated yet, and I really don't plan to, because I don't know what the long-term effects are. And for people that want to act like, you know, pharmaceutical companies all of a sudden are operating out of the goodness of their heart, and they didn't push something through that they know that they don't know anything about, it's just, it's naive to me. But then you get people like, you know, Harlan James. You know, there's no disrespect to him, but I don't need your medical opinions, bro. And you calling people selfish and stupid because we're not doing everything to protect people like you, because that's really who's in danger from COVID. You know, people who never took care of themselves to begin with, but you're going to sit there and browbeat us because we're, you know, I actually did the research. You know, I take vitamin D every day. I protect myself to where I don't have to wrap my face up like a mummy.
Yeah, all right. Listen, shot, Charlie, you know? Yeah, listen, I mean, you're upset. That's Holler and James. He just repeats what he hears. That's all. We love Holler and James, but that's it.
But it speaks to a bigger issue. Like, this Civil War thing is going on all over the country, you know? Like, at my job, on a lunch break, you had there was a conversation between some people that were talking about, have you gotten vaccinated or not? And someone asked me, and I'm like, number one, that's none of your business. Like, I don't have to tell you my medical stuff. Like, no, I mean, we should know. We work with you. I'm like, that's not how it works. You're ignorant. You don't know how that is. And the thing that the NFL is doing, it'd be the equivalent of if you didn't get vaccinated, right? You caught COVID, you got sick, and you had sick leave at your job, and your boss was like, well, we told you to get vaccinated. You can't take those sick days. What are you talking about? You still have to pay me. You know, but the fact that we're able that, that there's a high percentage of people who are like, the NFL is doing the right thing by taking money from players. That's insane to me. Like, where are we at?
Well, you listen, it's one thing to say it, but it's another thing to do it. Like I said, under that scenario where if you're a player that's unvaccinated on a team that didn't have an outbreak and they're going to take a game check away from you, which is the way that has been written and repeated to me, I can't imagine that's going to be allowed because the player didn't do anything. So anyway, thank you, Charlie. Look at Charlie. That's fired up Charlie. Fired up, passionate Charlie there. Angry Charlie. All right. We've got Kraken Good. Kraken Good. We'll get to that. Also, the MLB Pick'em. Here's the Who Am I game. We'll go back to the well with the pro football ranks. I am the only player in NFL history with at least 50 passing touchdowns of 50 or more yards. Think of all the great quarterbacks that have played in the NFL and thrown a bunch of long touchdown passes, but I'm the only one among players in NFL history with at least 50 passing touchdowns of 50 or more yards. Who am I? That is the question, the answer, on a full moon next.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
From the first moment you tune in, you know the Ben Maller Show is not your garden variety sports talk. We welcome all the freaks of nature to the Maller Militia. Facebook's an online amusement park for all of us. You can chat with other super fans of the show. It's simple and it's free. Help support our show by liking our page. Go to facebook.com/Ben Maller Show. And now live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
We'll get to the Who Am I game coming up here in a minute. Also, the MLB Pick'em for Friday. So, Kraken Good. Kraken Good. If you're a hockey puckhead, you'll be very happy about this, that the NHL expansion draft for the newly crowned Seattle Kraken, which was broadcast this week, had more people watching than a baseball game between the Cubs and the Cardinals. There was more interest in the expansion draft than there was in a Cub-Cardinal game, which says a lot about the Cubs and the Cardinals. And so the Seattle Kraken, a ratings winner, not as good as AEW Dynamite over on TNT, but they did the expansion draft, beat Cubs Cardinals, and they did lose to PTI, which is still around with Kornheiser and Wilbon, and Primetime Olympic Programming on NBC. So I don't know who's watching. I guess people are lined up to watch that, lining up. But the big winner was the AEW Dynamite over on TNT, but the hockey beat baseball. Fun fact. Time now for the Who Am I game. Here we go. I am the only player in NFL history, the only one, with at least 50 passing touchdowns of 50 or more yards. That is the question. What is the answer? And the answer's flowing in here from all over the place. Let's see. Blind Scott, guessed by Robbie the Mariner fan. Who else do we have? Page down here, page down. Can't read that on the air. Steve Young from Rod, the ambassador of Bakersfield. Vinny Testaverde from Miguel on Fire. Brad is going old school NFL. He says Sid Luckman is the answer. Luke the Vending Guy going with Aubrey Huff as his selection. Who else do we have? Page down here, page down. Paulie D got it right, obviously cheating. There's no other way he would have gotten it right. Double O Mexican going with the Mad Bomber, Daryl LaMonica. A Raider legend. Terry in England says, is it Charlie the Vax? Is that the correct answer? Who else do we have? Browning Nagel. There's a relevant name from Chris in Des Moines. Fields of Green checks in with Drew Brees. There's some nice image of Drew there, looking good. Lost some weight, some interesting body work done there. Dante Culpepper guessed by Alex. Tom Brady tossed out by the Palm Desert Rat. Kurt Warner from Gumby Dave, that's his answer. Who else do we have? Dan Marino tossed out by Jason in Denver. And who else? Y.A. Tittle from the Midnight Walker. Yelberton Abraham Tittle. That's apparently according to the Midnight Walker.
That's correct, yes.
There you go. I didn't know that. That's a fun fact. Yelberton.
Yeah.
Is he the last person ever named Yelberton in the history of the world?
Maybe the first.
Yeah, I've never heard that name before. All right, enough of that. You have an answer, Eddie. This is a very important question. You will be graded. Yeah. You must get this right. Do not F this up, Eddie, please.
It is former St. Louis Cardinals quarterback Neil Lomax.
Neil Lomax, a man who I saw when I was a kid, and I went to the Phoenix Cardinals the first year they moved over from St. Louis, and I saw in Flagstaff, Arizona, that training camp. But no, that is incorrect. The correct answer, Johnny Unitas, the greatest, one of the greats of all time, Johnny Unitas, only player to have at least 50 passing touchdowns of 50 or more. He had 51 of those touchdowns. J-Dot writes in, says, Hollering James is radio gold. He really thought Tammy in Montana was singing happy birthday to him. I've never laughed so hard at work. What a great start to the show. There you go. Keep the good times rolling. Well, that's what we're here for. We're just here for Hollering James. We're here for Hollering James to provide us with entertainment. But a lot of the P1s in the Maller Militia, the Brigadier Generals, are very upset with Hollering James at the beginning of that phone call. And they are scolding Hollering James with very angry messages. But let's get to it right now. It is time for the MLB Pick'em. Let the record show that yesterday I was screwed out of a win. Koopaloop did admit that I was the winner of yesterday's Pick'em, but his math failed him.
Is that true, Coop?
That is true.
Yeah. Right. So I got hosed, Eddie. I got hosed. I did. So, Roberto, you are going first.
Oh, again. Yeah.
Yeah, no, yeah, wonderful. That's outstanding.
Let's go with
Take your time.
Gerrit Cole.
Oh, yeah, he found some new sticky stuff,
didn't he?
Yeah,
he's got the sticky stuff now.
He's got the new good stuff. All right, I'll take eeny, meeny, miny, mo.
Wait, are you up? You're not up next.
Oh, okay. Oh. I thought I was up next. Oh. Well, how about I go ahead of you because you screwed up yesterday? How about that?
Nah. No? I'll go with Freddie Peralta.
Freddie Peralta. Oh, that's a terrible pick, buddy. Actually, what are you doing with that? Is it my turn? Am I allowed to go now?
Can
I?
Yes.
You're not going to block me from going now? You sure about that? You want to? Yeah.
Ben doesn't know who's pitching yet. He's looking.
No, I do know who's. I'm not. That's not true.
Yeah, he's going through the.
It just sounds. It sounds like I'm looking.
Hurry up!
It sounds
hurry
like
up!
I'm
looking. Hurry
young,
up!
Hyun Jin Ryu. There you go. I'll take him. Eddie, go ahead, Eddie.
He's looking at the wrong.
Steven Matz
Jr. and Tatis Jr.
I changed it. Hurry up,
Tatis Jr. and what?
Vlad Jr. and Tatis Jr.
Shohei Ohtani.
Juan Soto.
Roberto. I have Juan Soto.
Not Juan Soto, me.
Nope.
No,
Freddie Freeman. Freddie Freeman.
Xander Bogaerts.
Ben cannot change his pick.
I changed my pick. You didn't make your pick. I was a